ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, rock on, wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Sunny Hollywood Pony.
I sound like a gremlin, but I'm here.
All right.
I've actually never seen the movie. Have you seen the movie? I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen the movie Gremlins?
And I have a gremlin tattoo, and I've never seen the movie.
Okay, time out. Time the fuck out.
Yeah.
I had no. Okay, of course, I've never seen you. Where is it, first of all?
Right arm, upper arm.
Right upper arm. Is it Gizmo or is it like?
It's Gizmo ripping out of my skin.
That is disturbing.
Yeah.
And amazing at the same time. Did you tell me this before?
I don't know how it would have come up.
I don't remember, but wow, Sonny, you have a tattoo. You have more than one?
No. Because I got this tattoo at 20. And I met Nicole at 24, and no tattoos, no facial hair was the deal.
Really?
Yeah.
No tattoos, no facial hair.
Yeah.
And that's, let me ask you a question, because this is serious. We're down the rabbit hole. So a woman that beautiful, and all you, Sonny Pony, had to give up was more tattoos and facial hair?
Well, and every other woman.
Besides, you've got the better deal.
Yeah, I did. I got lucky. Holy crap. Trust.
All you had to do was give up tattoos and facial hair, and you get the woman you want. Holy crap.
That's how it goes, man.
Wow. I bet you were like, sucker.
But how many people do you know have a tattoo of something they've never seen or have no attachment to?
Nobody. Nobody. That'd be like me. Like, I don't know, man. I could come up with 100 tattoos that I could get now that I have no idea what any of it is about. And I would never do that. Now, I want you to see the movie. Or is this going to be one of those things where you just go the rest of your life not seeing it?
I just, you could seek it out anytime you want. I just got no interest. It doesn't matter to me.
It's a Christmas movie. It's a good Christmas movie.
Well, maybe I'll watch it during Christmas then.
I'm going to send that shit to you, man. It'll be like, Merry Christmas. Yeah, that'll be pretty awesome. Podcast Rock City, thank you guys for listening to the show last week. We really appreciate it. It's one of those things where every week I look and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of you listening to our shows. And damn, that is amazing to me, considering I'm laying in my bed right now. Wrestling is on television. I have a microphone in my face. Sonny is talking with me. Jody, unfortunately, is sick. Like, really sick. So sick that the whole house has it. So we gave him the week off. And Sonny was off last week. We had on Matt Porter. And this week it's Jody's time to be off. And now we have Sonny. And Sonny and I decided to get together and do something for you guys. I have something put together. He has no idea what it is. Excuse me. So this is an all KISS show, Podcast Rock City. If you don't know that, now you do. There's no way around it. And next week when Jody's back, because Jody loves these things, we're going to have Sonny tell us his Monsters of Rock cruise story. And then we're going to put together our Bruce Kulick KISS Cruise perfect set list. Now, we did this for Paul Stanley, but the perfect solo tour set list. Now we're going to do the Bruce Kulick set list. So if you want to put together a list and have us read it on the air next week, send your list, 15 songs, podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
at gmail.com. I almost said on Gmail, at gmail.com. Podcast Rock City1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Send us the list. We will read it on the show. But,
and I think we only had one rule, right, on the Bruce Kulick set list?
What was that? I don't remember.
Can't use any song that Kiss has played on the end of the road tour so far.
Right.
So in other words, Tears Are Falling is out.
Tears Are Falling is out. No problem. I'm pretty sure that nothing in my list has that anyway. Okay. So, but we did get somebody that sent in a Paul Stanley list. I posted it online on the Kiss Cruiser site, and Jimmy Rudolphson, I hope I said that right, buddy. I'm sorry. He gave us a list. You want to hear it?
Go for it, because I know it has Hold Me, Touch Me on it.
How do you know that?
Guessing.
Oh, it does not. Okay, number 15, The Oath. That already gets the list disqualified under Sonny's rules.
I'm already shaking my head.
14, it gets better. 14, Who Wants to Be Lonely? 13, Easy As It Seems. That's a good one. 12, Nowhere to Run. 11, Room Service. 10, Take Me Away. 9, Turn on the Night. I love that song. 8, Every Time I Look at You.
I love that song.
I know.
That's a perfect Valentine song.
7, I Stole Your Love. 6, Danger. 5, Mr. Speed. 4, Tomorrow. I'm singing to everybody.
Wow.
3, A Million to One. 2, Come On and Love Me. And 1, I'm a Legend Tonight. That's pretty good. Some surprises in there. I'm a Legend Tonight is a pretty good surprise. Tomorrow, Danger. I don't think any of us put that in our thing last week. Every Time I Look at You definitely wasn't. Easy As It Seems. That's a pretty good list. I got to admit it covers a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it definitely does. And every time we do some list that involves Paul in some way, you always get A Million to One. You always get I'm a Legend Tonight. We always get Mr. Speed. And we always get I Stole Your Love.
Yep.
You would think that at least I Stole Your Love would crack the end of the tour set list. That one, that's the one that if most people had their choice out of those four, that's the one that would win.
Yeah, I got to admit, man, that's a good one, and probably at least for the last show, something they have to do. I'm so nervous about the final show that I lose sleep over it. I'm kidding. I don't lose sleep over it. But that has to be the set list where they do. I mean, it's like this is the last time we're going to do this. If it's not perfect, okay, it's not perfect, but the fans really want it. That's the show. You know? The only thing they can't do and get away with it would be like to walk out on stage with Gene dressed like he was dressed during the Asylum tour.
Yeah, none of those guys. You think Paul can bring back the thong and Crazy Nights? That's not coming. That body glove guitar is somewhere, but it ain't coming back out. I can tell you that. It ain't
coming back for sure. or the Michelin Man shoes.
Yeah, that's not coming back either. It's interesting. You know, everybody was not everybody, but you know, there's a part of the Kiss Army that hates the lip syncing and the backing tracks and blah blah blah. It slowly, I don't know if you've noticed, started turning into, well, there might be an energy issue on stage, which I don't think anybody's ever said about Kiss. But Dave seems to bring a lot of energy to the show, and now there's people mumbling about the energy level of the Kiss show.
It's always a complaint, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I know, but usually you don't hear energy. They're on America's Got Talent tonight. Supposedly,
I saw it.
They did Rock and Roll All Night. They were going to come back and do DRC. Is that right?
I'm not really sure because I'm watching pro wrestling.
Oh, God. And it's not 8 o'clock here yet, so I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, they started the show with Rock and Roll All Night. Okay, how about this? I got a phone call from Karen. It said, hey, did you know Kiss was on America's Got Talent? I went, shit, yeah, I did. I got sucked into something going on in the WWE, and I totally forgot about it. So I went and caught, like, the last half of the song. And they did the confetti, and they shot the streamers, and Paul smashed a guitar. And Terry Crews came out and talked about the end of the road tour. And so if they're coming out to do Detroit Rock City, that's pretty kick-ass too. Or I missed it, but I don't think I missed it.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was a rumor. Is it America's Got Talent, like, last show of the season or something?
I don't think so. I think it's a there's like top 10 finalists, so.
Oh. I just don't see the infatuation with the show. Like, I don't understand. I maybe it's infatuation with the fan base and there's 60 million people watching. Maybe that's the infatuation, but the show does nothing for me.
There's been a couple of acts that I've seen on there that have blown me away. I couldn't tell you their names anymore, but for a while there, I was really like, not watching live, but going back to see what they did. They had this one singer on there, man, this chick who was like 16 years old, maybe 15. I'm not even sure, but I don't think she was even 18 at the time. And she had such a strange, unique way of singing. And it was powerful. And I can't explain it. I'll have to post the video for it on our Facebook page.
That's the only part of these shows that I like, right? So, you know, I used to watch American Idol all the time, but once Bo Bice lost, I was like, okay, I'm done. And then I tried The Voice for a while, and I tried America's Got Talent, and I want to see the talent, but I don't want to muddle through the 10-minute hard luck story beforehand. You know what I mean? Just put the person out there and let them hang on their merit of their talent. Not their story of how they grew up and mom left and dad had 5 jobs and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's all cute and everything else or whatever. I just want the 5 minutes of the total talent for the whole show put together. So then I started going, I'm like, okay, I'll tape it and fast forward. And then I just stopped watching altogether.
No, I hear you. They do that a lot. It's never, my name is Bob, and I've had a great life. Everything's been awesome, and I've been training, and here I am. It's usually, you know, something bad has happened. But, you know, that's how they get you. That's TV, you know? It's like that rags to riches, hardship to riches kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it just makes it to where it's not the talent that's winning. It's the talent plus the story that's winning.
Because people will vote for you if they feel bad for you, I think.
That's right. That's right.
So, all right. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
All right. So there's a few things that I want to mention. One, and it was only announced today, so I don't have a lot of details yet. But KISS and Marvel Comics apparently are getting together to do something new, which is pretty awesome. And apparently there's going to be posters and stuff like that as well. I'm super excited about that. I would love to have a KISS with like Wolverine poster. I think that would be pretty freaking awesome. Besides that,
Gambit would be cool. The Punisher would be cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if they really do this thing upright, it would be awesome. But if it ends up being like, it would be a shame if it ends up being like that one end of the road picture that you see over and over and over and over. You know what I mean? Yeah. It would be really cool if they did a variety of things because they can. Yeah, shit, Marvel Comics, man. They're not stupid, and Kiss isn't stupid, so hopefully they put something together really cool.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Man, I can't believe you pulled Gambit out of there. Is that your favorite character?
No, see, I'm a believer that every person who likes comics should have a DC favorite and a Marvel favorite. So mine are actually Green Lantern and the Punisher. But I have a friend that is a huge Gambit fan, and the whole card thing just totally gets me, right? So I would say he's my, like, 1B after the Punisher.
Hmm, interesting. So you love the card thing, of course, because you love Vegas.
That's right, and I'm a card player.
I have that first appearance of Gambit comic book.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Okay, so you know you're not here to hear about comic books, but Kiss is involved, so let's stay tuned for that. You know it'll come out immediately. I already tagged my buddy who owns a comic book shop and an online store, and I just tagged him in the story, and he smiled at me on Facebook because he knows that means order that shit. Okay, so there's a little bit of controversy this week. Did you hear about this, Sonny? Paul No. Stanley and Eric Singer in, where were they? Peoria went into a fur shop and I know Paul Stanley bought a fur coat, and people freaked out, man.
Like the animal activist guys freaked out?
All kinds of people freaked out. So Paul Stanley had to put, actually, look, people, there's no way Paul Stanley is going into a fur shop and buying a real fur. I knew it the minute I saw the story. I do not know how some people did not know this was happening, but he actually had to put out a statement. It says, "Staying warm in Peoria, loving this awesome coat from Fabulous Furs, everything, all caps, they sell is synthetic, what is called faux fur, real fur, all caps, belongs on real animals, all caps."
Yeah, I hadn't heard that story, but I thought maybe he was buying the fur because they're going to bring Eric Carr back. In the costume, right? Put Singer in the makeup.
Yeah. They already have that costume, though.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to remake it because it might not fit Eric.
No, he has it. He has the costume.
Oh, that's right. For the cruise, right?
For the cruise, yeah. He just wore the Catman makeup. So, but, you know, still, come on, people. Paul Stanley is not ever going to buy a real fur. And how about this? If he did, he ain't telling us about it. That's for sure, because he knows he'd catch shit. Agree, Sonny?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a animal activist, so this is one-sided, but it's his money. He can buy whatever he wants.
Yeah, people would be like, how could you be mean? It's like, no. Anyway, I don't want to get into a political discussion about fur and shit like that, but he ain't buying real fur, okay? He bought a jacket that looks nice and keeps his ass warm. The Star Child wants to be cozy. Cozy Star Child.
Did his jacket get lost in customs or something? What happened?
No, he took a picture of it. And well, maybe you mean his jacket before he had to buy a fur?
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee somebody turned him on to that damn thing, and he went.
Oh.
Okay. And then my favorite one all week, right, was there was a headline about six celebrities showing off their new face tattoos, you know? And Paul Stanley just wrote, "Don't."
Wow. Is that the Post Malone thing?
It is.
Oh, my God.
He just wrote, "Don't." I was just like, damn, that's funny.
Yeah, face tattoos, that's, you know, first of all, that's hardcore.
That's hardcore, I mean, man.
That's hardcore.
You got tattoos under your eyes?
hardcore.
You're hardcore and a badass, or you were inebriated beyond belief.
Yeah, there's no way I could do that. I mean, the one I got took 2.5 hours. I can't imagine somebody on my eyelid. That would drive me crazy.
No fucking way, man.
No. Yeah, so he just said don't, but people freaked out about that too?
No, it's just something I saw that I thought was funny. And it is funny. Don't.
Because the issue is, it's just not a long-term great strategy, right? Because that person has going to be a grandma or a grandpa someday, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. At this point, well, I don't know Post Malone. I couldn't tell you a single song from Post Malone. I hear it's wonderful. I hear it's great. But at this point in his life, it doesn't matter. I mean, but the average person gets a face tattoo, they're going to regret it at some point.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt. And it was different back in the late 80s, being a retail, no tattoo showing, blah, 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 blah. That's really not true anymore. Like, you can have tattoos as a DM. Hell, there's probably CEOs out there that got tattoos that show. But it's not on their face. Like, that's hardcore.
Damn, you get it on your face. I have one on my neck. And still, to this day, people ask me, what is that on your neck? And I'm like, the universal symbol for stupid. I just like, I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, on my neck, on your arm, on your leg. All right. You know, gizmo tearing out of your arm. I get it. It's cool.
That's not why I got it, but yeah.
Okay, I see it, but I don't want to go into that story. Whatever it is. So anyway, I thought it was funny. One other story was in the news. The Polestar magazine, you ever seen that, Sonny?
Yeah, I have somewhere. Where have I seen that?
They have a KISS special edition KISS cover. 47 years of flaming guitars, levitating drums, and pyro. KISS touring nears the end. So if you guys want to get that magazine, apparently the cover shot is something Keith LaRue took. And on Facebook, he was super pumped about the fact that his photo was on the cover of a magazine, you know? So if you want to get that Polestar, P-O-L-L-S-T-A-R, Polestar, check it out on Google. And as soon as you click on that, man, Polestar, it pops that magazine right up. So get one. It's only $10. I just have to, you know, order it. That's all. I don't think I have one around me, where Polestar magazine is sold, so.
What did you say is Polestar.com?
I'm not sure. I had it. I had it here, but.
Oh, yeah. It has it right there.
Yeah. Polestar.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's Polestar.com. And the picture. Is Singer not in this picture? Oh, Singer is in the picture. Just barely.
Way in the back.
Yeah. Way in the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good picture.
I agree. 100%. It's really good.
It's interesting. Tommy's got that beige Gibson instead of either tobacco or his.
The blue.
Yeah.
Or the white. Yeah. Well, that's all right.
The people at least it looks Polestar. Beige. It might be white.
It might be white. The people at Polestar have no idea. Since when does KISS have flaming guitars?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Okay. Now, I know, Paul, that you guys are going to write me. Yes, I know Paul smashed a few guitars that were on fire. Yes, I know that. But let's be real here. It hasn't been done in a long time. Okay. All right, so that's the news. Get your Polestar magazine. And if you run into Keith LaRue, have him sign it. That would be cool to annoy Keith like that.
And give him a big hug. He loves big hugs.
He loves hugs. Anyway, that's pretty funny. All right, so that was the news. let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
Now, before we get to the topic of the week, I got to have a drink of water here. I'm going to be talking a lot, so hold on. Water is good for me. Hey, you want to hear something awesome?
Sure.
All right. When I went into the hospital on December 8th, right? Since then, I have lost 27 pounds.
Good for you.
Thank you.
It's been eating better?
Eating better. I mean, to be fair to myself, man, and I'm not, I just eat at bad times because of the way my job is. I tend to eat late, and that's not good for you, you know, like an hour before bed or when you're laying in bed waiting to go to bed. That's really bad for me. I'm not a soda person. I'm not a, you know what I mean? I just, anyway. So, all right. So I'm on a good path. Hopefully by the time I get on the Kiss Cruise, I'll be down like 300 pounds. No, then I would weigh nothing. I'm kidding. All right. Hopefully I'll be down to a good weight to where I can eat chocolate again.
Nice.
I would love to have some chocolate. I can't have any chocolate. It's okay. I'm just kidding. All right. Topic of the week. So because Jody was out, we had something planned. And that was to do the Bruce Kulick set list. Don't forget, send us your list, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. The one is the number one. And no songs that Kiss are playing on the End of the Road tour. So use your imagination. I know I did. All right. So what I wanted to do today was ask Sonny some questions. Now, this probably won't be a real long show. If you guys remember, back in the beginning, I used to do something called the 20-minute Kiss Fix, and that was as long as the show was, 20 minutes. And I would bring up a topic, and then I would discuss it, and then I would get 30, 40, 50 emails where you guys would send them in and tell me what you thought about what I was saying. So, as I'm saying these things that I'm going to ask Sonny, where he's going to have to pick something, I want you to pick out of the two that I'm feeding him, and then you send them to me at podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Sonny, are you ready?
Sure. And okay. Guys, I have no idea. Listeners, I got no clue what he's doing right now.
No idea.
Because I'm good. Last minute like this, I'm actually better this way. So go for it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so you have to give one of these two things up. Are you ready?
Ready.
Sonic Boom or The Elder?
The Elder goes.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, Boom, there's some okay songs on Boom. I don't listen to it a lot, but and it's the only album I don't have on LP.
Really?
But, Yeah. I should have bought it when it first came out. I just didn't think about it.
It's like $350 now. So really, yeah. Sonic Boom, I would give up Sonic Boom in a heartbeat over music from The Elder.
There's just stuff on The Elder that I cannot handle.
Not even skip. I mean, like, you would say there's more songs on Sonic Boom that you could listen to without skipping than on The Elder.
Yes.
Damn. All right, don't forget, you people out there, you tell me, you don't have to write an explanation if you don't want to. Just write Sonic Boom or The Elder. That was number one. Sonny Pooney, are you ready for number two?
Go for it.
You're on a desert island. And you could only have one of these two records. Alive or Alive 2?
Is there a woman with me?
No, of course not. You're all by yourself with electricity and a record player. Okay, you're sitting next to you is Nicole What's-Her-Face.
Scherzinger? Oh, wow. Oh, you went there. I'm on Nicole What's-Her-Face. You mean my wife? No, you're talking about Scherzinger. Boy, that's a tough one. I would have to go with Alive 2.
Ooh,
that's good. To get more songs.
There really is no wrong answer here, is there? I mean, no. I would be fine with Alive or Alive 2.
Yeah, I'd be fine with either one, but if I choose one, I'd probably go Alive 2.
And if I pick, it's going to be Alive. Just because I feel like that's more of the concert experience.
Yeah, but you get no Ace. And you
that's
would get
true.
Ace twice on Alive 2.
That's true. Okay, yeah, but still, I'm going with Alive. All right, guys. So listen, now you're going to put that down, number two, either Alive or Alive 2. You, like I said, you don't have to give me an explanation. If you want to, go right ahead, explain why, just like Sonny did right there. Let's see. Number three, Dynasty or Unmasked? Which do you prefer?
I prefer Unmasked.
Unmasked, me too.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many people... Now, you know, the thing about Unmasked is it's amazing how many people love that record, even though it didn't really sell as well, you know what I mean, as Dynasty did.
Yeah, I think it's more, and Elder's the same way now, it's those like hidden treasures that nobody talks about, so they make them more interesting. Right? It's happening with a lot of bands right now because there's not a ton of great new music coming out that people like. So all of a sudden, like Motley's 94 album, people are cool with, or Hollywood Vampires by the LA Guns that never sold is now all of a sudden something somebody wants to listen to. Like there's these weird albums that were considered the outcasts from some of your favorite bands are now coming back as almost lost treasures.
No, that I agree with you. That does happen. The Elder really is another one of those ones where like you get on the cruise and people are like, man, I would love to hear, you know, the Elder. People are always like, I wish they would do a whole cruise where that's the album they played. And I think it has more to do with the rarity of it. Just the opportunity to say, I saw them do this. Like, I saw them perform in Dynasty suits, right? Now, it wasn't the suits they wore on the cover of Dynasty, but it is the suits that they did. They did one concert in a small club in these suits, you know? And I, along with a bunch of other people on the Kiss Cruise, got to see them do it. It was pretty awesome. Just like some people got to see them. Where'd they play just recently? In California at that small club.
The Whiskey.
Didn't they play
the Whiskey? Yeah.
Being able to say you saw that, that's pretty awesome. I really wish I could have been there.
Shit, I saw Cinder's first two shows.
There you go.
Exactly. They're both in California. Loved it. It was awesome. Those club gigs were incredible.
See, that's and they came here and did that, and I missed that. So I don't even want to bring that up. That's funny because it's a good segue. You ready?
Sure.
Eric Singer or Peter Criss?
Eric Singer, 100%.
Eric Singer, 100%.
He's literally, guys, you can send your hate mail to me. He is literally better than, he's better at everything than Peter Criss.
Oh, my goodness.
Send your hate mail to me. He probably kisses his wife better. He's better at everything.
Wow.
You want to hang up now?
No.
You asked.
No. It's fine. It's opinion. It's not a wrong answer, except for the one you just gave. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, that's a tough one for me. Although I love Peter Criss, there's something about watching Eric Singer back there. He's the whole package and a badass. Now, Peter Criss 1975 is pretty badass himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you get Badlands Eric Singer, like he's restrained. He's using about half his ability.
Oh, I agree.
If they really let him go off. That you wouldn't think about it again.
Hey, you know what? That reminds me. You brought up that dude. What was his name? Bo Bice?
Yeah. Yeah.
He knew a Badlands song? I think his last song. Yeah. All right. Look at it.
Just a Dream. Just a Dream.
I paid attention. See that?
It is a cappella, too. It was awesome. Yeah.
And when they said by Badlands, I was like, oh, he's going to lose. Because the country went, who?
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Eric Singer. All right. All right. Now you guys got to send it in. Eric Singer or Peter Criss? All right. Costume. Destroyer or Love Gun?
Love Gun, no doubt.
Love Gun, no doubt for me, too. Now, is it across the board, or do you like one of, like, Peter's costume and Destroyer better than his Love Gun? For me, it's across the board.
I'm looking at him right now. It is across the board.
Across the board. I am not a, I like the Destroyer costume, but I prefer, like, Jean's Love Gun costume over the armor. Yeah. Peter's costume with the bandoliers, you know?
Yeah, it's only missing shot glasses and a tequila bottle. It'd be perfect.
That's funny.
Right? Just like in Mexico, right?
Yes, yes. That's funny. But yes, exactly. All right. So you guys out there, Destroyer costume, Love Gun costumes, tell Sonny and I why we are wrong. Podcast Rock City 1, that's the number 1 at gmail.com. Don't forget to send that to us. All right, next one. Monster or Carnival of Souls?
A monster, 100%.
100%. For me, it's Carnival of Souls. I love that record. It's like, to me, the heaviest Kiss record of all time.
Yeah, Monster at least has some of the feel of 70s Kiss. Carnival of Souls just completely turns me off. I can barely tolerate Jungle and Hate. That's about it. Oh my God. That it's bad.
I disagree. You're wrong in that one. Okay. I'm just kidding. There is no wrong. This is all opinion. That's the beauty of it. It's cool. I like doing this because I've never done this with Sonny. I've done it with Jody years ago, but Sonny, I'm really getting an insight here. And here's one that is really going to tell us a lot about you. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Gene Simmons' asshole, and not the actual part of his body, but the record, or Peter Criss's 1977 solo album?
78 solo, you mean?
78, I'm sorry. Oh.
God, I gotta go with Peter's solo album. Because really? Asshole's really bad.
No, it's not even.
It's really bad.
Wonderful.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it is wonderful.
It's really bad. And you know what? Ever since I've been on the podcast, and I've been, you know, two and a half years, almost three now probably, I've come to listen to Peter Criss's solo album a little more. And there's some songs on there that I can tolerate.
When you take it for what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you take it for what it is, it's not bad.
The reason why people didn't like it is because it didn't sound like Kiss. That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but somebody hit me with some pies, the truth.
And you got to remember, you know, I was thinking like some of the stuff that Peter was singing, he was solely writing. So that way, anything that was going to be on a solo album would be similar, right? But now, after all these years of, well, he didn't write all that stuff, and we don't even know if he wrote any of it, and how much did, you know, the co-writer truly help, and is it like 80-20? Is it, you know, so now that we know all that stuff, it's like, well, okay, then that makes sense.
So yeah, I like Peter Criss's solo album. But I prefer Asshole over it. I love that record. I love how different it is from Gene. It's even more different than his 78 solo album. Sorry. But yeah, I love it. Okay, you can send that in. You can send me your mail of why I'm wrong. Okay, couple more thing, or one more thing. This is the last thing. Here we go. Rock and Roll All Night or I.
Oh, God. I guess I'll go with Rock and Roll All Night.
That's what I would go with, too.
I'm burned on it, but I'm only burned on it because people love it and it plays all the time. I always like that dual vocal, though, man. When you can hear Paul and Gene singing, even if they're not doing a split verse, but you can hear prominently that both vocals are there. There's something about it that's cool. And I kind of like it when they do with Rock and Roll All Night. They have, like, you know, either Ace sing a part or Peter sings a part or Eric sings a part. Like, whenever they do that, it's kind of cool. When Gene sings it all half the time, he doesn't remember the lyrics. So he should let somebody else do it. But if you remember during, like, the Psycho Circus tour, like, Ace would sing a part, Peter would sing a part. That part was really cool. And that kind of reinvigorated me with Rock and Roll All Night. And I keep thinking in the back of my mind, this whole, the microphone around Paul's neck and then the breaking the guitar and the confetti and blah, blah, blah. And I'm kind of burnt on it, but I heard Gene say once, how come you're not burnt on your favorite movie ending the same way every time, but you're burnt on what we do the same all the time. So that kind of pops in my head and go, you know what? He's right. I shouldn't be burnt on it. I just should be glad that my favorite band does that.
Right, right. No, I agree. I agree. Like, you know, it's like the end of the Gremlins. It's like the end of the Gremlins, man, and Superman comes flying in with Batman, and people are like, what the hell? And it's just like, out of nowhere, you get your DC and monsters all together. It's pretty crazy. All right, so that, yeah, for me, it's Rock and Roll All Night, even though, if you guys know, in professional wrestling, when something happens, they call it a pop, when the crowd goes crazy. When I was on the Kiss Cruise, and they played I exploded. Like, I could not believe I was seeing that song live, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think people were into it because it's that hidden treasure, man. They don't do it. And it floored everybody that they did it, and people were super happy.
Absolutely. All right, so was that fun, Sonny?
Oh, yeah, I do that stuff all night long. Are you kidding me? Nobody will agree with me anyway.
We will do this again another time when we can get Jody on as well. But like I said, Jody's sick. Jody, my brother, I hope you feel better. And Amber, our girl, it's her birthday. So, happy birthday, honey. And I hope you're feeling well, even though I know you're not, but we love you. We love you, and have a great birthday, or it's over now. So, but we do love you. And, son, you got anything to add?
I can keep hearing, Jody say, yeah. Every time you disagree with me, it's almost like we should clip it. And every time I say something, it's like, yeah, really?
Yeah. We definitely need that as like a soundbite.
Funny. It's fun to get together. Sorry I missed last week, but of course Porter killed it. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. And you know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. It's most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.